from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
So the Guardians trying to maintain that lead in the American League Central. Jim is in Cleveland. Hi, Jim. How are you?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. How are you?
Jim?
I'm okay. Watching the Guardians make some choices I don't understand. Well, first of all, I'd like to say I'm not interested in giving the Yankees accolades for anything other than finishing last place. I would applaud them for that. I don't understand why we've got a pitcher, a rookie, 0-3, starting against the Yankees in New York and expecting a good result. And it seems to me that the management always wants to, even Hamilton said this guy needs another year in the minors.
Cantillo, you're talking about Joey Cantillo, okay?
Yeah, I mean, what is he doing? What is the point? It's not the beginning of the season. Each game is crucial, and this is happens quite a lot with Cleveland management. You know, they've got guys that are hitting below the Mendoza line, way below it. So it needs to get back on track again. Really? I mean, it's late in the season. We can't be dropping these games like this. So you got Minnesota, Kansas City breathing down our neck. I mean, and then it's like excusable. Like, well, you know, he had some good stuff. He has no stuff. Sorry. He doesn't. He shouldn't even be here. He should be down in Akron or somewhere. Don't you think so or no?
It's a numbers game, isn't it, Jim? Thank you, Jim. Appreciate the phone call. Who else would they have started yesterday, Jeff? Because we had talked about this.
Cantillo was the guy who was up. He was good to go. Tristan McKenzie had pitched. Tristan hasn't pitched well. Cantillo was pitching on full rest. He's been put back down in AAA right now. They just needed a guy to start. He was the guy. Alex Cobb gets hurt, and he goes on the injured list. So they had to bring somebody up, and he was the guy. He's an interesting young prospect, Andy. I'm intrigued to see what he becomes, but who knows? Does he run into a situation here where there are people ahead of him? And I'm thinking about next year more than anything.
Hmm. Speaking of the Indians / Guardians, and I do say Indians in this case, we have lost one of our original owners here in town, as the Guardians just put out a little while ago, too. The Guardians are saddened by the loss of former owner Nick Maletti. Native Clevelander Nick was a staple through the 70s sports world here in Northeast Ohio. Our thoughts go out to his family and his friends, and the Guardians releasing that like within the hour, too. So Nick Maletti was 93 years old. I know he was living in Florida there for a while. And so his passing is today. And I think that brings back some memories for plenty of Cleveland sports fans to remember the guy that was, the founder of the Cavaliers. He owned the Indians. You can't help but think about Nick Maletti and the Coliseum and the fact that, leaving the arena and heading out to the Coliseum, yeah. which was way ahead of its time, way ahead of its time. And, we sit around here and we talk about where we are now with the Brown Stadium, and then and we all have our own memories of the Coliseum. I have great memories of the Coliseum growing up as a teenager here in Northeast Ohio when that was in its heyday, and owned the Indians, he owned the Cavaliers, Crusaders of the old WHL. the old arena, and then had a couple of radio stations here in town too. So, you know, a major player in a much different era.
It's really true. You know, think about it. He brought the NBA to Cleveland. Thank you.
And has been recognized by the Cavaliers. He's in the Ring of Honor, too, for or the Wall of Honor. Sorry. The Wall of Honor for the Cavaliers, too. I just, when you, like, when I think of Nick Melita, I think I have a like a teenager's view of what I think about Nick Melita, and I think about the Coliseum, and I think about the beginning. Like, I think it's hard to imagine for, you know, a lot of people out there that the Cavaliers didn't exist for a lot of us in our lifetime, you know, a little bit, at least for me. And so, you know, Nick Melita was the guy that made these happen and put these groups together. And, you know, I don't know. I'm sad. I'm sad that he passed away. I'm sad for his family. 93 years old, pretty good run.
There's that.
Yeah, and what he was able to do here in Northeast Ohio in his time, it's pretty impressive resume if you think about it, especially by today's standards of being an owner any professional sports team.
And think about people who own sports teams today. They've usually made fortunes in other things and then just buy a sports team. Nick Melita didn't do that. You know, Nick Melita borrowed money, put it together, applied for an NBA franchise. Somehow pulled it off.
Because we needed something else to fill the dates at the arena, right? Made
it work.
Because it's interesting to think that, I mean, you might have a little better perspective. I know that when I talk to, like, some of, you know, the generation before me, that they talk about how, you know, hockey was a dominant staple here with the old and the original Barons before the NHL became what the NHL was. And, you know, you think about what the AHL was then and what the old Barons were then. And to think that, you know, this easily, especially where we're situated, it is kind of befuddling to me that we're not a hockey town sometimes when you sit in between, you know, Canada's on the other side of the water and you've got Detroit and you've got Pittsburgh and you've got Buffalo so close, and Columbus ends up with an NHL team. They gave it a run. I mean, Nick gave it a run with the and the
Crusaders.
With the Crusaders, but they were in the WHA, and then the Coliseum had its run with the NHL Barons. So, I mean, all those things kind of sat there. But if you try to put Nick Melita into today's world, I mean, he'd have to be a multi-billionaire to do some of the things that he was able to do.
He did it through hustle and want.
Yeah.
You know, he wanted to do it. He went for it. And he is one of the iconic people in Cleveland sports history. I mean, there's no other way to put it.
It's true.
Without Nick, we don't have an NBA team. Or if we did, we got it much later.
And where would they have played? Because they wouldn't have, if the team had stayed at the old Cleveland Arena, there wasn't an NBA team coming there.
Cleveland Arena, the whole thing.
And then you think about, I'm sure that at the time, you know, when the arena was there, that and I was just kind of just going back through and looking at history, and here's the shocker line, and it's just, I'm not to read out of Wikipedia, but this is truth here. Soon after winning the Cavaliers franchise, Melita realized the Cleveland Arena was nearing its end of its useful life. However, when politicians balked at building a new downtown arena, he bought land in Richfield, halfway between Cleveland and Akron, and then built the Richfield Coliseum. At the time, the largest arena in the country. But do they want Nick to pay for the arena himself, downtown Cleveland? Is that? I don't know either. So we sit here and we kind of go back on that and just kind of, you know, spend a couple minutes here just, you know, reminiscing about what an important sports figure was, Nick Melita was, in his time here in Northeast Ohio. And we're still, you know, we still see things that he spearheaded, especially the Cavaliers. Keith is in Rocky River. Hi, Keith.
How are you doing?
Good.
Hi,
how
Keith.
Are you?
I'm doing great. I was just going to say that I was fortunate enough to be sitting in the hot tub at the Marriott Cleveland Airport when Nick Melita was there, and a gentleman showed up in a suit with a briefcase and had the contract for the Coliseum.
Wow.
And I still remember Nick signed it.
In the hot tub?
Took a handful of water and poured it over the guy's shoes and looked at him and said, "You just made enough money, you can buy better shoes." And then he asked my brother and I what we thought about it, the idea of building that Coliseum in Richfield. And we told him we thought it was a great idea.
It was ahead of its time.
Sorry that the guy passed.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry he passed, but I just brought that whole memory back.
That's great.
Great story. Thank you for sharing, Keith. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Keith.
Keith in Rocky River. You have to wonder, what do you think the long-term vision would have been for Richfield? Like, what would Richfield have looked like if it was built by today's standards? You know what I
mean?
What I'm thinking of is what we talk about with the new domed arena and the whole district. And to think about the land that's out there now where the Coliseum now sits, it's now part of the national park. But, I mean, there was plenty of land to expand out there, wasn't there? I don't know if you know better because you grew up out there. But would that have ever happened? Could we have ever seen
was the plan. They built the Coliseum thinking that it would be the beginning of a big development out there at 271 and 303. I can tell you the people in Richfield say thank you that it didn't end up that way. But the idea that Mileti had was that was the beginning.
It's interesting. All right, let's come back. Charles Robinson is going to join us from Yahoo Sports. We'll talk about the Browns and our thoughts and condolences are go out to anyone from the Mileti family and anyone who remembers Nick right now at this time. So Nick Mileti passing away at the age of 93. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.